Medical devices are meant to save lives, but sometimes they end them. After a jazz musician died in the VA hospital on Seattle's Beacon Hill last year, his death certificate said cancer killed him. But a KUOW investigation reveals what his doctors knew. He died of an overdose caused by a medical device, and no one can explain why it happened. Reporter John Ryan brings us part one of this KUOW investigation.
Okay, let me check out this one part before you turn me on.
That's Eddie Creed. When he was in the Army in the 1950s, he directed a choir and played trombone in a marching band. Later, he played piano for Seattle's Chamber Jazz Quartet.
Eddie was a talented musician, and when he would play the piano, it just melted my heart and made me so proud of him.
Sherry Evard was Creed's companion for the last few years of his life.
The last time I saw Eddie was the night that he died, and as I left him, I kissed his forehead and said, "I love you." I had no idea that he was going to die that night, or I would have stayed.
Creed died last year at the Seattle VA hospital. He was 77. On his death certificate, VA doctors say he died a natural death of throat cancer. Creed was dying of cancer when he went into the VA one last time for hospice care, but according to his VA medical records, what killed him was something else entirely. After a long struggle with cancer, Eddie Creed got too sick to stay at home. He went into the VA for end-of-life care in April of last year. On his first day there, nurses hooked him up to a morphine drip for his pain. Sherry Evard says nurses appeared to have trouble setting it up.
They seemed concerned about how to get it started and a bit uncertain, maybe, that it was administering the morphine properly.
Evard says, to their credit, the nurses did double-check their work before they left.
After they left, I said to Eddie, I said, "That was not very confidence-inspiring, was it?" And he just simply said, "No."
In fact, the hospital had just started using that device called the Infusomat Space Pump 3 weeks earlier. The manufacturer is B. Braun. It's a German medical equipment company with offices on every continent except Antarctica. The company's U.S. spokesman declined to be interviewed or to answer KUOW's questions. B. Braun sent a trainer to Seattle to teach VA nurses how to use the infusion pump. It sends precise volumes of liquid from a hanging plastic pouch into a patient's IV line. The infusomat itself is about the size of a big city phone book.
Close the door by firmly placing pressure with both hands on each side of the pump door. Continue to press firmly.
B. Braun's training materials emphasize safety and avoiding the danger of free flow. That's when drugs pour out uncontrolled.
Clinicians must be vigilant to be certain they are using the technology as intended to achieve the maximum safety afforded by the technology.
But on Eddie Creed's second night at the VA, something went wrong, and the morphine flowed freely while he was asleep. Around 11 p.m., a nurse found a pouch of morphine hanging above his bed, completely drained. Creed had received close to 10 times the dose he was prescribed. He was pronounced dead a few minutes later. You might be familiar with the recalls of consumer goods that make the news on a regular basis.
Well, here's another alert we learned about today. Kia is recalling more than 80,000 vehicles in the U.S. because of a...
Recalls of medical devices rarely make headlines. But over the past decade, the Food and Drug Administration has seen a dramatic increase in the number of recalls affecting infusion pumps. Diana Zuckerman is head of a medical safety watchdog group. It's called the National Research Center for Women and Families.
Sadly, we actually have much more access to information about defective toasters and certainly defective cars than we seem to about defective medical devices.
Manufacturers are required to notify their customers of recalls. Often, Zuckerman says, the medical device recall notices don't reach the right hospital department or doctor.
There's a lot of ways that the information may not get to the right person in a timely manner. In some cases, devices continue to get used that should have not been used at all anymore because they're so dangerous.
B. Braun announced a nationwide recall of the Infusomat in March of last year. It was the same week that Braun was training nurses at the Seattle VA, and 3 weeks before one of those nurses would hook an Infusomat up to Eddie Creed. That recall was the most serious kind, a Class 1 recall. That doesn't mean the product has to be pulled right away, but it does mean someone could die or be seriously harmed if the recall is ignored. The manufacturer said that loading the Infusimat wrong could lead to an uncontrolled flow of drugs. So could closing its door too hard and breaking a small plastic clip inside. So far as anyone can tell, none of those problems happened with Eddie Creed's Infusimat. But we'll get back to that in a minute. VA officials in Seattle say they never received the recall letter. Braun had it sent to the Department of Veterans Affairs Central Office in Washington, D.C. That's where most recall notices go, according to William Campbell. He's chief of staff for VA Puget Sound. Campbell says a Seattle VA nurse saw the urgent Class 1 recall on the FDA's website a few days later.
It is the most urgent class, but it doesn't mean that something needs to be done immediately. Immediately would mean you cannot use that pump unless whatever fix it is done right then and there.
According to Campbell, Braun's on-site trainer told nurses that a correction was in the works for the Infusimat's breakable clip, but it was safe to use the machines until they were repaired. So the VA started using them, despite the urgent medical correction letter posted at FDA.gov. When it comes to recalls, urgent is in the eye of the beholder. The FDA doesn't specify how quickly a hospital has to act on a manufacturer's recall, even a Class 1 recall. Campbell says the VA handled this recall properly.
This specific recall was something that needed to be scheduled in a timely manner, but it didn't need to be done that day, and there was no need to remove pumps from circulation. If that had been communicated, we would have done that without hesitation.
The repairs took place about 6 weeks after the recall announcement and 2 weeks after Eddie Creed died. The night Eddie Creed died, the VA hospital set his Infusimat aside to investigate what went wrong. VA staff couldn't find anything wrong, so they brought in medical device experts from Pennsylvania. Here's William Campbell.
They did not find evidence of user error from the programming. They were not able to produce the free flow either.
Did you catch that? Both the VA and the outside experts tried to make the pump go into free flow again, and they couldn't. They also ruled out anyone misusing or tampering with the electronic pump. So here's the strange thing about those investigations. Nobody could figure out why the pump just drained all its morphine into Eddie Creed. The investigations did rule out the problems that had prompted that nationwide recall, including a plastic clip breaking and allowing free flow to occur.
That's correct. A clip had not broken. When we first pulled the pump out of circulation, that was one of the first things that was looked at, and the clip was intact.
So in the end, why Eddie Creed died that night remains a mystery. Would quicker action on the recall have spared his life that night? Or would a newly repaired pump have had the exact same problem? There's no way to know. Tomorrow, we'll find out how little scrutiny medical devices in general face in America, just like some of the hospitals that use them. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News. This is John Ryan with KUOW News. Yesterday, we heard the story of jazz pianist Eddie Creed. He died at Seattle's VA hospital after a medical device flooded his veins with morphine. Investigators were unable to pinpoint why the device called an Infusimat malfunctioned. While the root causes of Creed's accidental death are still a mystery, some of the problems it reflects in American healthcare are not. Creed was just one of thousands of patients harmed by malfunctioning medical devices each year in this country. Finding out how or even where those events happened can be an uphill battle for families or others interested in hospital safety. If a medical device harms a patient at almost any hospital in Washington state, it has to be reported to the state health department. Those mishaps appear on a website the state has set up to provide more transparency around hospital safety. VA hospitals and state-run psychiatric hospitals are the only ones exempt from that requirement. As part of an agency-wide push for more transparency, the Department of Veterans Affairs does put a lot of information online about its hospitals. That includes various measures of the quality of care the hospitals provide. But the VA shares very little about its medical mishaps. Other hospitals in Washington state have to publicly disclose 29 different kinds of mishaps anytime they occur. VA hospitals only reveal 4. Those 4 don't include what killed Eddie Creed, a medication error. The only way to learn about a medication error at a VA hospital is if an individual involved comes forward, as Sherry Evar did to KUOW.
It needs to be known. It just needs to be known that this happened.
Evard was Eddie Creed's companion for the last few years of his life and helped him as he struggled with throat cancer. VA officials say they've been very transparent about the morphine accident inside its hospice care center. Here's VA Puget Sound Chief of Staff William Campbell.
I think the important point here is that there was no attempt to cover anything up. We were very open with the family from the get-go about the morphine over infusion.
Not from the get-go. The night Creed died, a VA doctor telephoned Creed's sister and Sherry Evard with the bad news. He asked if they wanted an autopsy to be done. They had no idea there had been a medical accident. They said no.
A doctor called me and informed me that Eddie had passed away, but he did not indicate that an accident had happened.
Creed's loved ones were informed of the accident the next day, but they were not asked again whether they wanted an autopsy. I asked William Campbell about that.
If what you're saying is accurate, and I can't attest to that because I wasn't there, that seems a bit out of sequence.
Because of that sequence, the family didn't get to make an informed decision.
Well, we can certainly go back and look at that, hearing this now.
But they can't do an autopsy. Creed was cremated 5 days after he died. The VA did investigate the accident within hours and brought in outside investigators as well. Yet the VA only released the findings to Creed's loved ones in the past 2 weeks, after KUOW started inquiring about them. The VA also never reported the accident to the county medical examiner as required by state law. On Creed's death certificate, the VA reported it as a natural death of cancer. After KUOW brought the erroneous death certificate to the VA's attention, VA Puget Sound officials issued a statement. It acknowledges the morphine accident as the main cause of Creed's death. It blames an internal communication error and says the VA is reviewing its policies to make sure such an error is not repeated. VA officials say they did report the accident to the Food and Drug Administration. Such reports wind up in a national database of medical equipment accidents. The data is available to the public, but it's scrubbed of all identifying information, not just of patients or doctors involved, but of the hospitals as well. The maker of the Infusomat pump that overdosed Eddie Creed promotes the safety benefits of its drug pumps. Here's a bit of a marketing video from German manufacturer B. Braun.
Products like our smart infusion pumps accurately administer medication, help improve staff efficiency, reduce costs, and help prevent life-threatening dosing errors.
Yet a recent review from the journal Health Devices gave the Infusomat a 1-star rating. That was the lowest of the 6 drug pumps reviewed. With its general difficulty of use and risk of life-threatening free flow, the Infusomat should be avoided, according to the nonprofit journal's reviewers. Medication errors aren't limited to any one brand. According to the latest numbers available from the FDA, the agency gets about 10,000 reports a year of infusion pump problems. About 120 people die each year, and 3,800 suffer serious injuries from pump malfunctions. The FDA concluded there are systemic problems with design, manufacturing, and accident reporting across pump manufacturers. So in 2010, the FDA started an infusion pump safety initiative. 3 years later, the agency is still drafting voluntary guidelines for companies to use in manufacturing safer pumps. According to FDA watchdogs, the problems don't stop at drug pumps. More than 90% of all new medical devices are cleared by the FDA without being clinically tested on humans.
Implants and infusion pumps aren't held to the same standards as a medication for tummy aches.
Diana Zuckerman is a medical device safety advocate. She's head of the nonprofit National Research Center for Women and Families in Washington, D.C.
If you're making a new infusion pump, all you have to do is paperwork that you say is evidence your new kind of infusion pump is substantially similar to another infusion pump that's already on the market. It might be that infusion pump has never been proven safe or effective either.
The National Academy of Sciences has said that FDA's screening of new medical devices is unreliable and that the process needs to be scrapped entirely. Lobbyists for the medical device industry didn't respond to requests for comment, but the website of the Advanced Medical Technology Association praises the current FDA system. It says it has a remarkable 30-year track record of protecting public health while making safe and effective products available without unnecessary delays. The drug pump that overdosed Eddie Creed was part of a batch of nearly 500 new Infusomats that VA Puget Sound had just started using the month before. Shortly after Creed's death, the VA warehoused all of the new pumps and went back to using the older drug pumps they were meant to replace. The infusomats have been sitting unused in a warehouse for the past year and a half. That's close to $2 million of medical equipment that the Seattle VA isn't using because of Creed's death. Here's Chief of Staff William Campbell.
We're all frustrated about not having a definitive answer. It prompted us to remove the pumps from service, and we're comfortable having done that. But we really would like to know exactly what it was that happened. So I understand Mr. Creed's loved one's frustration with this. We share that frustration.
VA Puget Sound hasn't taken any concrete steps to return the infusomats or recover any costs from B. Braun. VA officials say they haven't decided how to proceed. The manufacturer's U.S. spokesman declined to be interviewed or answer questions for this story. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News. Take it, Eddie.